Jesus knows the truth in all things. We've often thought about that, but we haven't really given it too much attention. Bible stories are quite something. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible stories. Jesus knows the truth in all things. We read in the Bible about Jesus as the Master. And as we read about Jesus, and as we read about his life and how he experienced it, we have a very limited picture. A very limited picture, because most people are writing about him rather than him and his words coming forth. He had so few words to speak. Now, recently they're coming up with some wonderful books, and these books are books of the time of Jesus, and they had been there all along. They were in the Vatican Library, in the subterranean library, and they were books that had been set aside at the Nicene Council and others, where they decided that these were not really important to a biblical history. And they were set aside. And, of course, they were set aside many times because they were illegible. And other times they were set aside because they were inconsistent with what some people felt that the Jesus, the Master, the great spiritual leader, should be. And because of that, a lot of interesting things, a lot of interesting stories of the life of Jesus are set on hold and waiting for us now to find out about them. And with our electronic scribbling and so forth, we are able to pick up a lot of these things and make them available to a tremendous audience where people can look at them and judge for themselves whether these things are true or whether these things are not true, whether these things are consistent with what we have as our picture of Jesus. Now, what did you have as a picture of Jesus? What do I have? Well, Jesus is a very special guy. He lived at a special time, and time is no more special than any other time, but he lived at a time when there were a lot of conflicts going on in the world, and of course that's the same thing today and every other day. And his primary message was a message of peace, a message of unconditional love and peace. And every time he turned around, he did some unconditionally loving thing and some peaceful thing, and he taught in that light. Now, a lot of people would have Jesus doing very dramatic things and very dynamic and thin, very almost hateful things. And it was consistent with the time and was consistent with the thing, but if a person is a person who teaches love, unconditional love, they are incapable of doing an ugly act. They are incapable of turning over the money changer's table in the temple, even though that might be considered not right. But as we look at it now, it's really inconsistent that the Master Jesus would do such a thing like that, because the money changers were in the temple yard because you could not bring outside money into the temple. The temple would only accept temple coins. So you'd change over your Roman coins, which is the coin of the day, for the temple coin, and then that is what would be given in the temple. Now, people think that that's so inconsistent. Well, it's not inconsistent at all. It's just the way things are done. Now, the same thing is today. You go into the theater, and outside the theater, you buy your ticket. And when you come in, you show your ticket, and you go into the theater. And you either give up your ticket, or they tear it in half and give you half, or whatever the procedure is. But they give you a ticket. And that's the same thing as having Roman coins or church coins. Now, the theater will not allow you to come into the door with money, because the agents are not allowed to handle money. They only handle tickets. That is all that they're permitted to handle, all that they're permitted to work with. So it would be not inconsistent for them to say, no, no, go back and buy a ticket. Go back and get yourself a ticket. But the show's about to start. I missed something. Well, have to be here a little early or not. Now, that Jesus might have been consistent with his people because he was a rabbi and he was also working in the temple with the other rabbis. And he was carrying out the teachings with them. And though he had a broader and a more impounding scope into the teachings of the Old Testament, that's of the Hebrew teachings, nonetheless, he was consistent with them. We sometimes forget that. We sometimes forget that this man, this master teacher, was showing the way to all the world, showing the way to all the world to express itself and be itself and demonstrate to the world what itself was. And as it did this, it not only showed forth to the world what it was, but it was what it was. It was that dramatic, beautiful expression of all goodness. Jesus knew the truth about all things, because not only had he been a good student, which would have put him in good favor with the knowledge of the day, but he was an intuitive being. And he was an intuitive being to such a degree that he listened absolutely to the presence within him. And as he listened absolutely to the presence within him, he was guided rightly and properly in what to think and say and do in working with the people that he worked with. He was a teacher. He was a teacher, and we tried to make him into something strange and different. And he was a teacher who taught a profound teaching more deeply than the teachings of his day. And because he taught more profoundly, he had the wrath of the other rabbis who could not gather around them the people like he did. Like today, a Billy Graham gets up and speaks to an audience of thousands of people. And other ministers, they look at that and they say, oh, he's teaching this sort of thing or that sort of thing, and trying to knock him for what he's teaching. But yet his teaching is reaching a profound audience. It's not perhaps so much what he says, but how he says it. It's the man who is, as we spoke before, he is the candle, he is the light. And as he is such a light, people delight to be in his presence. And so it is with many another who are charismatic beings. People like to be in their presence. And such was a man was Jesus, a charismatic being who taught a beautiful philosophy that people like to be present in his awareness. And as they liked to do that, marvelous things happened in their lives. They were uplifted. They were beautiful. They were fantastic. They were glorious. But they were glorious only because they lived that life. Only because they knew who they were. And when they knew who they were, they walked that special path. Jesus knew about that. He knew the truth about all things because he listened within. But he didn't say that he was prior to that, that was something known only to him. He said, go to your Father within, who knoweth all things and revealeth all things, and your Father will make known to you what you do when you go to him in private and secret. We can have this wonderful knowledge that the master teacher had. We can have that charismatic expression of ourselves, because I'm sure that he was a candle in his day, as he is a candle today and will be always a candle. You are that candle too. I am that candle. When I believe in who I am and what I am, as Jesus did, then that candle that he was, that candle that I am, will shine forth and be a powerful expression for the blessing of myself and the blessing of everyone in my world. Yes, the Master Teacher showed us the way. Now it's up to us to follow through on that way. And I believe we can. And I believe we will. And I believe we do it in every beautiful way. So you have a lovely day, and follow the way of the Master Teacher, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.